For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Hold on, lady. Before you put away your freshly laundered clothes today, let me ask you a question. Are your clothes actually as clean and white and bright as you'd like them? Well, if not, I promise you a wonderful surprise when you try Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabric and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, this is a fact that's been demonstrated to women, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. Eugene Wessendorf of St. Bernard, Ohio, who saw this demonstration. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with the leading suds the way you told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wessendorf. And ladies, I predict you'll get a surprise, too, when you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. See for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And for the biggest surprise, look at the clothes themselves. When you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, we can only marvel at the cleverness of the cousins in disrupting Ma's family. Shuffle and Willie have been forced out of the Perkins lumberyard. Sylvester has made Faye take his attention very seriously. Now it seems Sylvester will succeed in swindling Willie and Evie out of their life savings. And Ma and the folks go right along innocently believing in the cousins. Well, right now it's the middle of the morning. Down at the lumberyard, we find Ma talking on the phone.
I'm real sorry it happened, Mr. Guffey. Oh, as soon as the truck gets back, I'll send it right out again.
If you're talking about the truck, Cousin Ma, here's the truck driving up the drive right this minute. Some Sylvester at the wheel, Cousin Ma.
Oh, that's real nice of you, Mr. Guffey. Oh, I'm so sorry it happened. We'll fix it up right away. In fact, the truck is just getting back now. I'll send it right over.
Something go wrong, Ma? Some Sylvester do something wrong?
Yes, a new man, Mr. Guffey. He's my cousin Benita's boy. Oh, no, don't mention it. Thank you.
Something go wrong with the order for Mr. Guffey, Ma?
I'm afraid that Sylvester got the two orders mixed, Cousin Ed. He dropped off Mr. Guffey's order at Mr. Sarnson's job, and Mr. Sarnson's order at Mr. Guffey's.
Suffering can't be. What's wrong with the young fellas these days? I'll pound on that boy's empty head till it rings like church bells. You leave that boy to me when he gets in here, Cousin Ma. I'll teach him to leave orders right in, too, and not back in backwards.
Oh, sure, Cousin Ed, take that serious. Mr. Guffey says any time this afternoon they'll be all right. If this will happen, and Sylvester is so new on the job.
Never you mind about that, Cousin Ma. It's a dumb mistake, and I'll tell him so. And here he is, you big ignoramus. You try to drive your poor old Cousin Ma to the poorhouse? Come on over here, you big fat no good. Your daddy's going to read you the riot, huh?
Why, Patsy, what's the matter?
Now, Cousin Ed, I said it ain't that serious. Just a little mix-up, Cousin Sylvester.
The kind of mix-up which shouldn't happen, Cousin Ma. We got to have a watchword around here, and that watchword's got to be efficiency. We're working for you, Cousin Ma. We're working for good old Perkins Lumberyard. We ain't working for you, son Sylvester. I leave Mr. Thorne's in order of Mr. Guppy's job, to say nothing of likewise, vice versa.
I did not. I checked real careful.
Son Sylvester, don't stand there with your bare face in front of Cousin Ma and your old daddy and call your Cousin Ma a liar. Mr. Guppy just called up son Sylvester. Now, show good old Cousin Ma Perkins how you're man enough to admit when you're in the wrong.
But I'm not in the wrong, Popsy. Nobody's calling nobody a liar. Look, the invoice, see? Mr. Guppy, 400 feet of 1 by 6. Stretch, 10 foot length, 200 feet
No, Cousin Sylvester, that's a mistake. That's the order for Mr. Sorensen. He's building that fence for Mayor Ross. And that's the plan.
But here it is written down in black and white. This was what was handed me, see?
Right.
Son Sylvester, I wrote up them invoices myself, personal. Now hand them over, and I'll prove to you how you...
I guess that the mistake wasn't yours after all.
You mean Topsy wrote them up himself, those invoices? Why, Topsy?
Mistakes can happen to the best of us. I must have bust my pencil when I was writing up in two orders. Got the bottom one on the top without knowing it. Maybe vice versa.
Well, really, it ain't serious. Except that Mr. Guffey does want his orders.
Okay, Cousin Ma, I'll get it right over there. You want to come along, Topsy?
When I make a mistake, I'm man enough to admit it. I'll go along with some Sylvester and fix up that mistake, Cousin Ma. Unless you need one of us here.
No, Cousin Ed, you go along. And I'll call Mr. Guffey right now and tell him the truck's on the way.
No sooner said than done. Come on, Popsy.
And I'll see you later, Cousin Ma.
Yes.
I can't imagine how I made a mistake right there. Couldn't find the pencil. That was my trouble. I carried them two orders around in my head before I could get around to writing them down.
Well, never mind about the order, Popsy. I'm glad you decided to come along. There's something I want to show you. Look, I just stopped at the house. I got it out of the mailbox. It came.
What you got here, son? It looks like legal documents or something.
From good old Mick Myers, Popsy. You know, my pal out west, the engraver. Look what a load of cats and dogs he sent me.
Huh? Cats and dogs? Well, them look like war bonds, son Sylvester. Something like war bonds.
Stock certificates, Popsy. Stock certificates in a bunch of the world's cheesiest mining stocks. Look at this. El Florado. Gold mine, 9% preferred. Oh, look at this one. Silver City Mining and Refining Corporation Preferred A. You could pay for a room with this stuff.
What does your friend say? Is that your letter he sent you?
Yeah, listen. Good old Mitch, what a guy. Dear friend Sylvester, glad to note by your return address you are not yet paying your debt to society at the public expense. What a joker. He means I'm not in jail.
Okay.
Then he goes on. Listen. Likewise, glad to note from the use of airmail stamps that you are in funds and not reduced to penny postcards. Enclosed, please find samples of my work which you requested. All of these companies have gone out of existence, and you're free to light your cigars with any of them. Myself, I only use preferred stock to light cigars. I save common stock for more common uses. My favorite has always been the Little Giant Gold, Silver, and Radium Mining Company, of which I enclose a certificate for 1,000 shares. When you use it to light your cigar, I hope your cigar does not blow up in your face the way the Little Giant did itself. This company consisted of two guys sitting in a saloon who took my money away from me at poker, and so I had to do their engraving for them. Both were later hanged or went into politics. I forget which. Well, friend Sylvester.
Okay. Your friend Mitch got a real humorous way of writing a letter. He ought to go in the letter writing business. So you got all these here no-good stock certificates, huh? Well, what next, son Sylvester?
Well, now, we're loaded, Patsy. Now we're ready to go gunning to get that $1,700 belonging to Cousin Evie and Cousin Willis. Hey. In fact, who's that coming down the street right this minute? Yes, sir, the sucker himself.
Here comes Cousin Willie. Yeah, but we better get this truck out of here and go fix up Mr. Duffy's order. Anyhow, I don't know what we should say to Cousin Willie.
Oh, let's add insult to injury and invite Willie to come along in the truck with us and help us. We took his job away from him. We're going to take his money away from him. Let's make him sweat a little, too. Hi there, Cousin Willie. How would you like to lend us a hand?
Hey, still bring that, Mr. Sylvester. You got more brass than a brass monkey. Now what do we say to Cousin Willie? What's the pitch?
Well, you just follow my cue, Poppy. Just listen and learn. Just listen and learn. Hi, Cousin Willie. Come here. Sure is nice of you to come along with us like this and help out, Cousin Willie.
What did you say? It's nice you coming along, giving us a hand, Cousin Willie.
Well, that's all right. I wasn't doing nothing.
You got a job yet, Willie?
What did you say?
You got a job yet?
No.
Willie says no. Too fast.
Oh, that's too bad. Something will come along, Willie. Now you take my friend, Mitch Myers. You're not a big mining executive out west. Got another letter from him this morning. Wants to know if I got any money to invest. Huh. The little giant is really beginning to move.
Huh? The who?
Little giant, Willie. Best mining company in the territory. Big, very big. Too bad we ain't got any money to invest. Well, Myers says there's millions in.
Remember how I told you it went from $1 a share right up there? It's $2 a share now, and Mitch says it's going to $5 in the next 6 months.
It's already gone to $2? Well, just the other night, you said it was $1.
Well, that's how hot it is. It's really moving. Oh, but who's got that kind of money? I haven't. Come on, Patsy, Cousin Willie. We got this lumber to unload.
Sylvester, Cousin Ed, just sit here for a minute.
Sure.
It so happens that Evie and me have been talking about a little investment, and so tell me about it, Cousin Sylvester. The little giant, you call it, huh? Because, you see, without a job, I can certainly use a little money.
Ladies, if you want your clothes so dazzling clean you not only see they're clean, but actually feel they're clean and smell they're clean, you want Deep Cleaning Oxidol. For Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes out the grimy dirt in clothes and gets your clothes sparkling clean. When you wash clothes with Oxidol, you can see they're sparkling white and bright. You can feel your clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that deep cleans, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so, at any minute, we can expect Willie to turn over his money to Sylvester. Won't the folk ever learn the truth about Sylvester and Ed? Well, Sylvester makes plans for pay tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.